Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The politics of steel in 2024. I welcome Selina Zito of the Washington Examiner and the Wall Street Journal, writing most recently of the president's embassy to Pennsylvania, the keystone state, the one that will be in the camp of the winner of 2024, Pennsylvania. And this is Bob Casey, longtime senator from Pennsylvania, running for re-election from the Scranton area, about the proposed purchase of U.S. steel by Japanese Nippon Steel. Mr. Casey said, "My leading concern on U.S. steel and Nippon is where will the Mon Valley jobs, steelworker jobs, go? U.S. steel has had plans for a good while, and I haven't heard the response that I need to hear from Nippon on that they're not going to let that happen." Mr. Casey added, "I realize it's Japan, not China, and we'd be having a whole different conversation if it were China." Selina, a very good evening to you. This is wonderful because it's the politics of steel in the steel state. The president was in Scranton, was in Pittsburgh, was in Philadelphia, and you have a conversation with part of the apparatus that is U.S. steel. Right now, this is so complicated, I don't want to come to a summary. Casey is with the White House. The White House is with the steel workers and opposing the Nippon Steel deal, whereas the shareholders, that is Wall Street, are with Nippon Steel. My scorecard is all marked up. Help me, Selina. Good evening to you.
Good evening. It's a really interesting moment right now in the politics of steel, in that, and it really sort of shows what election years do to politicians. And on this sale, you see both Republicans and Democrats shoulder to shoulder on not in Washington and or running for Washington on not wanting this deal to go through, from the president all the way down to local congressmen and women. However, you see, as you point out, Wall Street, the shareholders, the ownership of which is the ownership of U.S. Steel, by the way, none of which live in Pittsburgh or live near anywhere a plant, are all for this. Now, the argument from U.S. Steel, and I think they're right, is that this infusion of cash will secure their jobs for a while. That may be true. I think they're right there. But long term, you know, when you have a company that is basically run by ghosts, meaning people who aren't invested in the community, people who don't live near the community, you see what's happening currently with U.S. Steel, that it's just sort of broken off and moved around, and there's no reinvestment in the infrastructure of their plants. And eventually you just see the demise of the steel.
Nippon Steel has made an offer, but there is another offer that was on the table. I think it's on the floor. Let's put it back on the table. This is from Cleveland Cliffs. And you have a wonderful conversation with Lorenzo Goncalves of Cleveland Cliffs. What does Cleveland Cliffs represent? What does Mr. Goncalves maintain?
Well, can I just say that Lorenzo is a character? He is very passionate. You would not, if you have a conversation with him, you would never know where his politics lie, in that he is just passionate about his company and very passionate, is very patriotic. And he believes that America is ready for its second or third industrial revolution, and that it centers on steel and hydrogen. And he believes that his company, Cleveland Cliffs, is best suited to buy U.S. steel because they would keep everything in the country. They would meaning America, they would reinvest in the plants, and that they would expand. And so you have these sort of conflicting world views about what is the future of America's iconic manufacturer, over 120 years old. And so he hasn't given up. I mean, he's like, you just wait and see. And it's a really interesting story. He's like, they just messed with the wrong person. I'm not of the belief that his bid is still on the floor.
Mr. Biden's trip to Pennsylvania must be featured here because Joe Biden maintains a very close relationship with unions. Many of them are government unions. In this particular instance, the unions are private enterprise as well. The White House opposes Nippon Steel. Does it favor Cleveland Cliffs? Has it said anything about that?
No, in fact, there was a Cleveland Cliffs steel plant that was closed this month. 1,000 people lost their jobs because of a tariff that the Biden administration would not remove from imported tin plate steel into the country, making it not competitive for the steel plant to stay open. So, it's kind of interesting that the president brought up tariffs and punishing China on one side of the mouth, when the other side, where we're down the road, people have lost their jobs. So while the imagery is, Biden is smart, his team is smart. It's sort of like that song, Allentown, that Billy Joel sang years ago. And people sang along with that ballad because it was about the loss of jobs in the steel industry. Not because everyone lived in Allentown, but because it was a very symbolic song. Everyone could see themselves in this moment. And I believe watching Biden going across my home state these past few days, I'm exhausted. He's trying to convey a symbolic support for union workers. It will be interesting to see where the difference lies between management and the actual workers in who they support in November.
In the Senate race, quickly, does Dave McCormick have a vivid position on this sale to Nippon Steel?
He too does not support that. He believes that it should be an American company that owns it.
And the steel workers themselves, the men and women in orange, or do they favor Nippon Steel? Do they favor their unions?
No, they also favor an American company owning U.S. Steel. And what is interesting, having experienced it and gone around with Lorenzo and the unions, I have never seen a relationship before in my 60 plus years in this understanding the steel industry between an owner of a steel company and their union, and so intertwined and so connected in the way that I see with him and his unions.
Selina Zito of the Washington Examiner, of the Keystone State Washington Examiner, and the Wall Street Journal, The Politics of Steel. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.